This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit mensteeclinic.com.
The Rangers also did win the Astros and we're also like 60 games back.
We were just bringing up good stuff, yeah, and then you had to end it with, I mean, what are you doing?
All right, I won't bring up game six then. It's 14-14 Notre Dame and Louisville right now, and Louisville's not supposed to be that good. So I'm interested to see how this game goes throughout the night.
How can anyone know how good Notre Dame is, though?
Nobody's ever has a clue.
Of course, they're in the top 10.
They are a consistently overhyped team.
I agree with
that. Because they are who they are. You know, it just comes with the status of the college. But there was an amazing thing happened today, and we'll get to it in baseball buckets as well. But yesterday, Justin Verlander pitched a no-hitter.
Mm.
And Kevin, this is interesting that you're asking this, and I want to see how you guys feel in 877-881-1053. Text in. Are you still in awe of no-hitters? And have you ever seen one in person? Do you think of the no-hitter as a cool thing? Because when I was a kid, if there was a no-hitter that went down, it was historic, right? It was game-changing. Nobody ever did that. And to be quite honest, how many have happened this year?
I don't know.
I'll look it up.
Two or three?
To be quite honest, with the home run ball working the way that it has this year in baseball, I was starting to think that no-hitters were going to become even more rare as we go along.
It happens like a lot more than you think. I think it's still magical, but only if I saw it in person, because I've never seen a no-hitter in person. And if I saw one in person, I think I would be like, wow, that was magical.
I think it's only magical for me when the home team does it. Because hearing about some other...
You wouldn't get into it if it was the other team?
No. Are
pitcher
these,
on the road?
Yeah. Or it's just, you know...
Weird.
The multiple bullpen no hitter or whatever. So all of you got out there and got lucky is basically what happened. It's not like you were terribly good, just the other team just didn't know how to bat for a little bit. I can understand that.
Wow.
So, but with Verlander, there is something to it, because aren't the Toronto Blue Jays full of just young, awesome hitters?
Well, and if that weren't enough, I mean, he's now, I think, tied for fourth all time in most no hitters, and he just became the first pitcher ever to have two no hitters on the road in the same stadium against the same team, which is, that part's pretty cool. And so, like, he just historically owns the Blue Jays, is kind of what it sounds like to me. But I'm not impressed when I just generally hear about it, but if I was there, like, I almost lost my mind. We talked about that spring training game when there was a no-hitter. I was like, oh, my God, I hope he comes out for the next inning.
Yeah.
Now that guy's dead.
What's amazing, too.
He is.
What's amazing about those is, you know, you're sitting there watching, and you don't realize it until fifth inning. You're like, hold on, what's going on here? And that's whenever you really get invested. Those last four innings, you really get invested in your pitcher. Even though you've been watching this guy for the last five innings go out there, and you've seen he's got the stuff, you've seen nobody can touch him, and you're like, man, he's really pitching well. But then you start to realize that you could possibly do it. Because we started noticing we joked around third inning.
Yeah.
Hey, we're watching a no-hitter out here. And then all of a sudden, it was fifth inning, and we were like, hold on, this could be serious. And I think one of the really amazing things, maybe the no-hitter isn't as special for a lot of people, but I think it's awesome. I think it's an amazing feat, because if you go out on any given day and nobody can defeat you at all that day,
yeah,
at anything that you were doing, then you were awesome. But I will say this too. With the amount of guys that have pitched three no-hitters, that's something special, because there are only six. Do you know who they are?
I know five of them.
Okay.
I don't know the sixth one, because it goes Nolan.
Seven has seven.
Koufax.
Has four.
Verlander.
Three.
Cy Young.
Three.
Randy Johnson?
Nope.
Dang it. Oh, maybe I only know four. Walter Johnson?
Nope.
Okay, maybe I only... Bob Feller.
Bob Feller is one of them that has three, and Larry Corcoran.
Oh, I don't know if I even know who that is.
I don't know who he is either, but even still.
I mean, he made one.
Like, it's special to get three no-hitters. But all those guys are old players, right? Like, they're all old players. Nobody has three no-hitters nowadays.
Oh, okay. Just for the record, I don't feel bad about not knowing who he is. Larry Corcoran died in 1891. He died in 1891.
That's before the mound was moved back.
Wow. He had a crackerjack rookie year where he went 43-14.
Have they even made Cracker Jacks at that point?
Oh, I don't even know if they have. He won 43 games, and in his first five seasons, the least amount of wins he ever had was 27. Because baseball was a lot different then. But yeah, as a rookie, he went 43-14 with a 1.95 ERA. He started 60 games, threw 536 innings. Only he led the league with 268 strikeouts. That is not as impressive when you pitch 536 innings.
He was just pitching to contact a lot, Kevin.
I guess
he was out there for 500 and something innings.
He was a full-time starting pitcher for 5 years. He ended his career having thrown 2,400 innings. What?
The
seems like too much.
It does. Maybe that's why. Well,
one of my you guys know one of my favorite movies is For Love of the Game.
Yep.
And in the movie, Billy Chappell, played by Kevin Costner, is pitching a perfect game. He goes through. He's having all these flashbacks and thoughts about what goes on in his regular life, but he's also pitching a perfect game and doesn't even realize it until very, very late in the game. Actually, maybe the last inning, he looks up and goes, "Holy crap, is this really happening right now?" And one of the things is in the last inning, the manager sends a kid for his first ever major league at bat. Because when you send a kid up like that, he has no clue what he's about to do. No clue what he's about to wreck for somebody. And he tells him to wreck it. And that's what I feel like Bo Bichette and Biggio and Vlad's kid yep. are going up there thinking, man, we know who Verlander is, but I don't care about him. I'm trying to make my mark right now.
Mm-hmm.
I'm trying to make my mark on baseball and become that guy. So that's, for me, that's one of those things where he was able to overcome, like Colby said, a bunch of young, badass hitters that didn't really have a clue for the moment at the time.
All right, I cannot let this stand from the 817. I think Larry sounds quite fictitious. Okay. In 1880,
Larry Corcoran,
he alternated pitching with Cap Anson and Fred Goldsmith, giving Chicago the first pitching rotation in professional baseball history. And during a game in 1884, he pitched four innings with his opposite arm, because he had inflammation in his right index finger. He is also credited with being the first pitcher ever to signal his pitches to the catcher. You know how he did that? By moving his wad of chewing tobacco around in his mouth.
So
if it's on the right side, then that's fastball.
Uh-huh.
If it's on the left side, curveball.
Yeah.
Here comes a curve. So and if I spit it all the way out.
Mark that.
I'll have to pick it up to tell you what the next pitch is.
Doing good in your relationship.
Weird.
So I will say this. If I could see a no-hitter live, I don't think I would think it was foolish at all. I would be super invested. And I would still be cheering for my team to win if it was like 1-0. I'd be like, let's break up this no-hitter. But if it's like 8-0, I'm not going to lie. I'm probably, maybe not out loud,
what?
But internally, I'm probably cheering to see the no-hitter.
Wait, so you're...
Even against your team?
Yeah. Yes, that's what he just said.
It's 8-0. You're not going to win. I kind of want to see something I've never seen before. I didn't say I was proud of it, but I'm telling you, I'm probably going to be like, you know, let's go other team.
I'm not going to lie. I'm in the same boat.
What?
I want to see something great happen. You know, I want to see
against your team.
Now, you know what? There's a possibility that I really do want to see, and it's on the side, but I do want to see the 8-run comeback, you know, to tie things up. That'd be awesome if my team could do it and was in contention, not out of the playoffs by like 60 games. But But I also love the idea. And then one of those stories about Nolan, and I can't remember who the player was, but Nolan was pitching a no-hitter, and the dude was like, all right, and he went into the clubhouse and sawed the leg off of a table and said, I can't hit him with a bat. I'm going to try and hit him with something else. And he came out, and they're like, you can't do that. He was like, well, I can't hit him with a bat. Nobody's been able to hit him today, so I'm going to use this. And so those are the things. You're frustrating your opponent that badly that they're trying to think of ways to screw you up. That's what I'm talking about. That's what I love about that. So I do want to see the no-hitter happen, man.
No, there is no way against my team that another pitcher is playing the Texas Rangers, and it's the Angels or it's the Mariners or it's I don't care who, and they're throwing a no-hitter. And I'm not going to sit in my recliner or sit here in the show prep room or sit there in the stands and go, yeah, I kind of hope he does throw the no-hitter. Even if it's 13-0 or whatever you want to make the score, I want that guy to stop throwing a no-hitter. I want somebody to hit the ball. I don't care. Bunt it. I don't care how you get to first. I don't want any celebrations by the opposing team on the field.
I've seen it play out quite differently at some high school games where I saw the home team cheer for another team to, like, wrap up their half of the inning, not because they were glad they didn't score more, but instead it was because they just wanted to get their team up again and see if they could continue to get no hit. Like, I've seen that happen multiple times. The other thing that's really bizarre to me, well, putting aside the fact that Justin Verlander was done for a couple of years and then he magically got better all of a sudden again, like, we can deal with that at another point, but he's only won the Cy Young Award once. And that's when he was also the MVP. He's finished top five for Cy Young, it looks like, 7 times.
Dude, Cy Young never even won one. That's pretty ridiculous.
So do you think, like, if you never won the Cy Young, you're not really that great of a pitcher, right?
No, because
I'm going with that.
A really good pitcher has a good year.
Okay.
The year you have 10 great seasons. And that one year, for 10 years, somebody else just happened to have a better season.
Okay.
And it stinks sometimes. Where are you going with that? You're going to talk about Nolan?
Nolan Ryan never won a Cy Young.
I think Nolan's fantastic. He has 7 no-hitters, Kevin. How many no-hitters do you have?
2.
How many no-hitters has JD thrown?
Oh, probably 0.
I bet JD could, though. Or, you know, he could find the right pitcher to do it. Guys, there are a lot of texts coming in, 877-881-1053. I saw Matt Harrison throw a no-hitter in Frisco. It was amazing to watch.
By the way, just Verlander has finished runner-up to the Cy Young 3 times.
See? Every year, there's just somebody who was just a little, they was having a remarkably different season that year.
I mean,
Nolan Ryan did it once.
Because most of the time, you know, they didn't want to give him that award because he was better than Cy Young.
Yeah, I almost dropped an F-bomb just now.
Baseball used to be baseball used to be a different place. That year he went 21-16.
See? God. And he probably pitched 30 complete games?
Let's see. That year he had you were close. He had 26 complete games. He started 39. Wow.
If anybody gets a complete game nowadays, it's like, oh my God, can you believe it? It was amazing to see.
He had a stretch where he had 8 consecutive years of at least 10 complete games, and 7 of those he had at least 14 complete games. Wow, that's a lot.
From the 817, I'm not in awe. I do want to know how the Astros are cheating and making these pitchers better. I mean, come on, Verlander was ready to retire. 3 years ago, as Kevin was talking about.
Yes!
Then somebody said they saw Nolan's 7th no-hitter when they were 8. Ironically, against the Blue Jays, my dad clearly knew it was a big deal. We stayed for hours trying to get the ticket stubs signed.
Oh, but to no avail. Mm-hmm. And by the way, Kate Upton, she posted a picture of them about to make out and said, "Forever your number one fan, heart eyes. Congratulations on your
heart."
Yeah. Heart eyes. Okay. I mean, it could be heart eyes. Congratulations on your 3rd no-hitter at Justin Verlander. I mean, just say that in person.
But everything's got to be done publicly, Kevin.
I know.
Everything.
I know. I definitely have old man syndrome when it comes to this.
When it comes to just this?
Oh, yeah.
You're an old man, you shouldn't be using Facebook or Twitter, though.
Ooh, that's for the job. That is definitely for the job.
Newspaper man.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.